You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You guys are cool? You guys having a good time?
Get into music, and how did you start off your music career?
I got into music through my family. You know, my parents played, my mom was a singer, my dad played the drums, and my grandfather was a very well-respected Muslim cleric in Sudan, and he would have these giant religious gatherings where he would recite religious stories, and it almost sounded like music. And he would have these, and he would do these like giant recitations, and I would go to them, and I'd almost feel it's like almost like psychedelic experience while they were happening, and I felt like I was like seeing stuff, and I experienced it in this very like I don't know physical way. It was a really beautiful experience to me, and it kind of gave me this understanding of spirituality and music. And when I was about 6 years old, my school had a school music day where we would all get together and play instruments, and they'd give all the kids things to play, and they gave me the spoons, and I started playing the spoons, and I realized this is what I want to do. You know, I had so much fun doing it. And by the time I was 11, I played my first concert, and I played all throughout high school. I spent every waking minute listening to music, studying music, playing with my friends, buying records, you know, studying, researching bands and doing all that kind of stuff. And started touring when I was 19, and I haven't looked back ever since.
Awesome. So what kind of records did you listen to? Who were your influences?
My parents were really into pop music and jazz, so I grew up listening to a lot of, you know, John Coltrane and Miles Davis and Dizzy Gillespie and Benny Carter, stuff like that. And my mom was also a very big Michael Jackson fan and Phil Collins fan, so, you know, ABBA, that kind of stuff was always around the house. Bob Marley was a huge influence on me when I was a kid. And when I was a teenager, you know, when I was going through that rebellious stage that every kid has, I really, really connected with a lot of hardcore music and indie rock, you know. And in high school, I was just such an indie rock and hardcore nerd. You know, I spent all the time, you know, that's back before Pitchfork was happening, and there was like many different kinds of blogs that played or exposed a lot of underground music. And I scoured the internet, you know, the really big Spiritualized and Radiohead and Sleet and Kenny and all the Kill Rock Stars band back in the day. And, you know, and a lot of like East Coast hardcore and stuff like that. But then, you know, when I got into high school, or when I got into college, I went back to what my parents would listen to a lot, you know, and I got really into jazz again and became really infatuated with Pharoah Sanders and Sun Ra and bands like that. And I was really inspired by Funkadelic and Parliament Twice, you know. And then, like, obviously a healthy dose of African music and, you know, stuff from Nigeria. From Ethiopia, Sudan, Somalia, and that kind of stuff. So it's kind of all over the place. I like a lot of different kinds of music.
How did you get from hardcore back to listening to what your parents were listening to where you are now and making your music?
They're kind of similar, you know. Hardcore music and free jazz is really kind of the same thing. I mean, well, you know, in a very abstract way, but the reason why I'm so attracted to things like hardcore music and free jazz is because they're very immediate. You have to, like, you have a physical reaction to them, you know? They're jarring, and they're right in your face, and they tell a very specific story, you know, of a, it's like a rebellious story, you know? Like free jazz is like the punk music of jazz, you know. It's almost like a reaction to jazz, you know. Whereas hardcore felt like it was like a reaction to rock and roll. And I was really drawn to that. And when I was 19 years old, I really needed something like free jazz to jar me and to shake me up. And it was a really fun time exploring all that kind of thing. And I was brought back to what my parents would listen to, and through that, I discovered Pharoah Sanders, who is a very spiritual musician, and all his music is really tantric, like, you know, and it reminded me a lot of my grandfather's religious recitations. So it came full circle pretty organically, but the connections were pretty profound when I realized what was going on.
Let's move on now to your new album, Life and Living It, which is going to be released on the 10th of February. What are you looking forward to from this album?
I think I always aim to connect with people with every album that I release. And I feel like the more successful we become, the more people I have to connect with and the more people I get to meet, you know. And I think that I tell a pretty personal story, but it's something that a lot of people can relate to. And I would love to meet people who are like me, who have dealt with similar situations, or also who haven't dealt with similar situations, but still relate to the music. You know, those are my people, and it's really fun to connect with people or hear stories about why they love a song so much, or so on and so forth. You know, and we've expanded the band a little bit. We have two new members, two ladies, Amanda Keary and Helena Kanlas, and it's kind of given the music the room that it needs to be performed in its entirety, you know. So that's become a lot of fun, learning all of the music and rehearsing with everybody. I just came home from rehearsal just now, and every day is so much fun, you know, when the six of us get together and create the music, recreate the music, and it's clicking very well. And it's such an awesome experience to have with the band, and it's an awesome experience to give to people, and it's an even more awesome experience to receive, you know, that energy back from people. So it's going to be really exciting.
So I guess you're kind of gearing up for your pretty massive tour that's coming up, starting in America and ending in Italy, and then flying down to Australia and then over to us in New Zealand for WOMAD. Are you looking forward to WOMAD?
Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got to play WOMAD in England.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a really great experience. And I'm really happy that they asked us back, and I'm honored to be playing it. And I hope to, you know, play even more WOMAD after this too.
Suspect that you're
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.